bottom of Nun Dal Amud Beis, 54b. And Yivamos. The Haditnan. This is the second word on the fifth to last line. I don't know where that is in the art scroll. I would guess, let me guess, 54b, 4. Oh, all right. Oh, really? All right. Okay. V'haditnan. Let's talk about a sister of your wife, your sister-in-law. So, Amrulo, Mesa Ishtacha. If Adam come along and say, your wife died, V'nasa Achosa Me'aviha, and he goes and marries his wife's sister, paternal sister, then they say again, Mesa V'nasa Achosa Me'ima, and then he goes, and then he's told that his sister-in-law that he had married from his father died, and then he goes and marries his sister, his wife's sister from his mother. No, the second wife's sister from the mother. Wait a second, that doesn't make sense. Right, but I'm trying to figure out how that works. So the sister, the paternal sister, had another sister from her stepmother. I assume it's from her stepmother who he married. Well, no, because that woman was only the paternal sister of his original wife, which means that the paternal, right, that her mother was different from his wife's original wife's mother. So either way, so now you have basically he's married both kinds of his sister-in-laws, paternal sister-in-law and maternal sister-in-law. So then, Mesa Vinasa Achosa Me'avia. And then, the third one dies again?
Vinasa
Achosa Me'avia. Mesa Vinasa Achosa Me'ima. Right. Goes back and forth. And then Mutter Berishona Ubishlishis. He's still allowed to his first wife and his third wife. Ubishlishis, right, because then you're going over, there's no shared parent. But what does that mean there? He's Mutter to them. If they all come back and say, hey, we're not dead?
Yeah.
This happened over and over and over again. Yeah. Okay, so they all come back and say, hey, we're not dead. So technically he's allowed by one, three, and five, because one, three, and five are not related to each other. But two is related to both one and four and three, and four is related to both three and five, at least with one parent. So, upotros sarosayan. And they are still going to be, because there's an Achos Ish involved, why would it be, if he dies, right, from all these women, he never has a kid, and then he dies, and I don't know, what's the Chiddush here, Pocho started saying. They're really married?
Between two and four, and his brother had intercourse with two or four, that doesn't exempt one, three, and five from the right marriage.
Had he died before they died?
Right. Because those marriages are not real marriages. That's the point.
Right.
The point is that he was never really married to the other ones because it was usher for him to marry to the other ones. Then the other two are going to be, right, because those were real marriages. They weren't related. Okay. V'asr b'shnia, he's also the second one, v'asr u'be revius, two and four, no good. Ein b'yas achas v'en poter sarasa, and having relations with any of them for Yibam is not going to help poter the other ones. And if he has relations with the second one after the first one dies, so then mutar bishniya, because then it's not achas isha. Ubi revius, and the fourth. Oh, because once you marry the second in a full way, so then the third one is the one that's usher. And then the fourth one you can still marry, and then Pasha starts saying. Right, the third and the fifth. Aster b'shlishes ube chamishes. Once you marry 2 and 4, you're no longer able to marry 3 and 5. What? He thought they did. He was told. Correct. But the question is, how big is the problem? The problem, at least originally, was 2 and 4. And now, since one died, he can marry 2. And if he does marry 2, then the problem is 3 and 5. And he could marry 4. Right? It's all about you got to skip 1 so that you're not related to that one.
No, but there's a bigger problem. If you had, find out later that after the fact that they didn't die, then his marriage is not, the other one is not permitted.
No, so that's the point.
It's not allowed.
The number 2 and 4 weren't permitted. Uh-huh. But 1, 3, and 5 aren't related to each other. So he's allowed to marry 1, 3, and 5 at the same time.
When he finds out, is he divorced 2 and 4, or are they automatically?
No, I think it was absolved meikara. It was no good from the beginning, I would think. Maybe there's a gezera that you have to make sure to do something like that so it looks like it and people think it's the wrong impression. I don't know. But the point is that, at least according to our shita, what we hold is ein kedushin tosin b'chayu v'karis. So when you try to marry a girl who's asur to you b'karis, it doesn't do anything. Yeah, you can do it all from today to tomorrow. It's not going to do anything. Right. Exactly. Same thing like tomorrow, though. That's the bigger machlokas.
Yeah.
Right.
It never took.
Yeah, it's different. So Gemara says, Alma achas ishto, bein mina'av, bein mina'im asuros. So now we know that the sister-in-laws are asura from whichever relation they're from, the father or from the mother. So Gemara says, how do you know? Where it says Yalef me'achosa, ma'achoso, b'ma b'meim, afka b'no b'meim. I said yesterday. But Gemara says Leilef me'dodaso. Let's say you should learn it from the wife of your father's brother. Ma'dodaso me'na'avlo me'na'im, afka me'na'avlo me'na'im. Gemara says we did this yesterday in terms of something else. Was it Eshesav? I forgot what it was yesterday. There's some of the same along the same lines. you learn from a sister as opposed to your brother's wife, so that the father's brother's wife, because it's a direct relation. Fine. There's a marriage involved, and therefore maybe it's better to learn it like that, through another case of a marriage being involved, the uncle's wife, to learn out for a wife's sister, as opposed to just a sister. The sister, there's no marriage involved. Okay, so it's Gemara, Ella, Eishas Ach, Galfinan. Really, we learn from Eishas Ach, the Shekane, is that what you have? The Shekane? I think so. This shekain davar she'al yedei kiddushin v'krovei atmo. This has both. It's also related, and it's also a direct relation also through marriage. And that is eshes ach, which is from the av and the mother. So, right? That's your brother's wife. So that brother connection can be through the father or the mother, and it's going to be usher in both cases. So too, when it comes to a sister-in-law, so too, for that, it's going to be father and mother. Gemara says, "V'eishes ach gufa minol." How do we know that eishes ach is for the father and the mother, brother, the paternal and maternal brother? The Tanya ervas eishes achicha lo segala bein min ha'av bein min ha'im. We have a drasha ata omer bein ha'av bein min ha'im. Oh, eino ella min ha'av lo min ha'im. V'dinhu, maybe it's one or the other. Maybe it's one or the other, or maybe it's only from the father and not from the mother, and it's you can learn it out from somewhere else. How can you learn it out? Chiyev kan uvechiyev achoso. both a brother's wife and a sister are aser. Ma achoso bein abimeim, avkam bein abimeim. So the Gemara says, in the end of the day, we learn it from a sister case. Eishes achaz itself learned out from a sister case. Sisters, father, and mother. The Gemara says, or you can say it like this. It sounds very reminiscent of yesterday's discussion. You could say it like this. Chiev kan, chiev b'dodaso, ma dodaso min avlo manayim, avkam min avlo manayim. So to Eishes ach, brother's wife, right? We're going in circles here, but we're going to continue. Nira limidome, dam korve right? Learn out from a sister for a brother, a brother's wife. A brother's wife should be learned out from a sister because those are both direct relations, same nuclear family. As opposed to the dodaso. Dodaso is the uncle's wife. Okula darzu. Dan davar sheh aydei kishin davar davar sekshik. Shin vial teich lachoso shuol yistir abba me'elab. Or similarly, you could say that you should learn out Eishes Ach from the case of the uncle, because the uncle's connection to his wife is through Kiddushin. So maybe we should do this. The Gemara says, Tamalomar Ervas Achicha Hi, Beim Na Beimein. Presumably that whole phrase is extra, and that's why we learn out this halacha. That does not depend on father or mother. The Gemara says, Ve'ema Idvi Eishes Ach Mena'af. Maybe both of the phrases are referring to a brother through the father, his wife. So chada diyesh babanim b'chay ba'ala. Maybe one is to teach you that it's aser when the brother has children, even though they're divorced. If he's still alive, he can't marry his former wife. And one of them is to teach you when he has no children and he's still alive. The Gemara says, wait a second. Ein labanim b'chay bala. Midrav huna nafka. If he has no children and he's still alive, you don't need a pasuk. That's obvious. We learned it from Rav Huna. Rav Huna, we said yesterday. from the word nidahi. Right, from the word nida, he that she's treated like a nida. Okay. Ve'ema idi v'idi ve'eshes ach mena av v'chad yesh labanim v'chay v'ala v'chad yesh labanim la'achim yisus v'ala. Oh, okay, good. So maybe both parts of the pasuk are necessary for both situations of someone who has children before he dies and has children after he dies, that the brother's not allowed to marry that wife. I said, no, yesh labanim la'achim yisus v'ala l'osrich l'kram yidir amar achmana. She'en labanu muteras, for the fact that the Torah says you can only marry her when he has no children. Hayesh labanu masura, so then you know if he has children, so then she would be usher to you. You don't need another pasuk for that. It's already implied. Gemara says, as we saw this yesterday also, they say usher asa here. V'dilma ein labanim asur la'alma v'shari liyavam. Yesh labanim shari la'alma v'shari liyavam. Maybe the implication would be different. Inami ein labanim mitzvah, yesh labanim rishus. Right, you could say it's voluntary versus obligatory. Inami ein labanim in, yesh labanim lo, v'la v'la m'chala say. Right, we studied this exact same phrase in yesterday. The one says, kasav krach rina, ervas achiv gila. Another pasuk, different pasuk, yeah, you're right. You don't necessarily know that that pasuk is referring to can be extra to teach you about a sister. But rather, we learn it from Ervas Achiv Gila. By sister, I meant sister-in-law, your brother's wife. V'eima eishas ach min ha'eim ke'eishas ach min ha'av. Let's say that the maternal brother's wife is the same as the paternal brother's wife. Uma eishas ach min ha'av la'achim yisus ba'la sharia. Just like when it's a paternal brother's wife and your brother dies, you can marry his wife for Yibam. Let's say it applies similarly to a maternal brother's wife. Amar Krab, he, the Havayasa today. No, only her. She remains in, meaning only that woman. Ervas Achicha, he. she maintains her status as an erva. What? That's what we just said. We just said that, yeah. We're trying to say, why can't we learn it out to say also the maternal brother? So she's saying here, no, there's another drasha to teach you that woman does not have yibum. Okay. And it's not just the implication for the pasuk wouldn't be enough. The implication would just tell you about what that's an esther asai, fine. That's Gemara, achoso, because of kares, sister which has kares, lamali. Why do we need to explicitly mention that she has kares? We could have mentioned it. I don't know exactly what the pasuk we're talking about is. This was yesterday's parsha, I think. And then apparently by the sister, it mentions kares again. Even though we already said yesterday's parsha. Says it again. Gemara says, if you would have relations with all of the women in one act or one consciousness, one right after the other, it splits it up, similar to Shabbos. And you remember Shabbos, it says, why does it explicitly say that one? There are 39 melachos. Why do you explicitly say that one? There's nachlokas. One of the opinions is, in order to be make you chayav on every single act, even if you would do it all at the same time. So here also, the mention of kares separately by the sisters to teach you, you get kares for every single act, not just for all of them. Yeah, there are ways that you can do that differently. Yeah, this is a little different. It's a little different, for sure. That's just a matter of what the penalty would be, not a matter of sort of the mechanism or the applicability of the punishment. Okay, Rabbi Yitzchak to Amar, Kol Chayavei Krisus V'Chlal Hayu. Rabbi Yitzchak says, no, they're all included. Balami up the Karis B'Achoso, why is the one for the sister mentioned differently? Laduno B'Karis V'Lo B'Malkus. To give her Karis and not Malkus. I don't understand. Hold on. You don't give makas to anyone of the Araya. L'chalik, to teach you otherwise. Minalan. Okay, fine. So presumably we could have thought that you would still give makas somehow. I'm not sure what the logic would be, but that you could give makas to someone who's chayav karis. But now we're saying, no, you cannot give Malkus at all. So Gemara says, well, so the Chalik Minalan, how does Rabbi Yitzchak hold that if you would have relations with every single one of these women, you would get multiple differentiated Karises? So Gemara says, Nafkalei, Miva Elisha Minidastu Masa, L'chayev HaKol Isha V'Isha. Okay, drash from that pasuk. Okay, Gemara says, So Dasa Dekasa V'Rachmana, are we rimmi you? What does that translate to? Haririm Yihi, what does that mean? Nakedness? Oh, he's going to die childless? Is that what that means? Hariri, I think that's what. Childless, is that what it means? What Aririm mean? Some kind of cursing? I don't know. Yeah, childless. Okay, that's what I thought. I.E. Kari?
Yes, the death of one child is included in the punishment of Kari. There is other innocent ones that are also given in the first of the punishment of Kari.
Okay. Okay, so why does it say Aririm by an ant? Salamli lechid de rabba. The rabba rami ksiv arim yiyu, luchsiv arim yamusu. Seems to took them right, one right after the other. I said, okay, so how does that work? Yesh labanim. If he has children, kovron. He's gonna bury them. Yim ein labanim, holy hariri. He's gonna continue not having children. right? Having relations with your aunt, married in aunt. Yeah, apparently. I don't know why it'd be different. I mean, I wonder, but what we just said by the sister that we learned from the sister to all other ones, so maybe this also. I'm not sure, though. Oh, that's the second bus. Well, both of them are quoted here, at least in Rabbah, but yeah. The first one seems to be confused. Okay. Any children that you had until that point, maybe you would think that they would die, but any children you had afterwards, they wouldn't. In the future tense, you have to tell all children are going to die if you do something like this. Okay. How do you know? So we just learned out ha'ara, right? The minimal penetration is good enough for Yibam, and it's also bad enough for Chayav Ikaris. We just learned that off from the Pesukim yesterday and today. So here, not really today, but yesterday at least. So now we're saying, what about the Chayav Elavin? You also mentioned that was bad enough for them. So Minalan, how do you know? Chayav Elavin meaning like a Kohen Gadol of Grusha type thing. Midigali Rachmana. Cohen to Agusha. Migdigali Rachman is Shechvas Zera, which is presumably only with full penetration. So Gav is Shivcha Charufa, which is by Shivcha Charufa, which is a maid servant that married in Eved Ivri. Right? So Michlal, that's learned over there, Shechvas Zera. Learned on in that case, if a different Jew had relations with the Shivcha Charufa, which is forbidden, the Shichvas Zera is a full penetration, which means that all other Chayav Elavin are only with a minor penetration already, are also us. So Gemara says, wait a second, Adar Abba, Midigol Rachmana, Ha'ara V'Chayav Ekris, Osim Chayav V'Chayav Elavin V'Gmar Bia. We already learned out the drashas of ha'ara, of minor penetration. I shouldn't say like that. I should say minimal penetration. We learned that out for chayav ikaris, which implies that the halacha should be different for chayav elavin. So when it says amar avashi imkein lishtokra mishivcha charufa, so then why did it mention about shivcha charufa? The fact that it does mention it specifically about shivcha charufa means that it's an exception to the rule. The exception is that it's full penetration for shivcha charufa, and all the other chayav elavin are only b'ha'ara, just like Ari. So Gemara says, ha'ara d'chayv elavin d'kahuna minoan. Okay, fine. So what about, that's chayv elavin for shivcha charufa cases? What, I don't know. What's the other cases? I don't know. You don't get any asha. Maybe it's based on the punishment. I don't know. How do you know that? Obviously, the kahuna is an exceptional topic. And therefore, we don't necessarily say that the halachas of the kohen are learned out from the shivcha charufa. So Gemara says, asa kicha kicha. They get there's a good trivia question. Where's the other kicha kicha? Right. That one we know. No one knows this one. But another kicha kicha doesn't explain where the kicha is, but presumably there is a word ki kaf by both, or lo yikaf by a telling. So as a dechayve aste minalan, how do you know the ones that are chayve aste, meaning don't marry, or don't would not be an aste. How do you, what's the pasuk for that? Lo titaev adomi Meaning, the pasuk says the third generation can join the Jewish people, but not the ones, not the first two. That's by implication, and therefore that's a chayve ase. So how do you know minol, and how do you know that minimal penetration for them is also just as bad? So Gemara says ase bia bia. Yavo, the word yavo. Yavo dor shlishi yavo. Okay. Versus Yavama Lashuk, Minolan, how do you know for Yavama to have intercourse with somebody else, not her Yavam? How do you know that that's also only, that's already Aser Beha'ara'a? Minimal penetration. Shkuma says, Ilan de Amar Lav, Lav. Ilan de Amar Ase, Ase. Different opinions as to what the level of the Aser is, but you can learn enough from either one of the ones we just said, whether it's a Lav or an Ase. How do you know that the Yavama only needs to have minimal penetration for the Yavam to acquire Aser Bia Bia? Also says Bia by Yavo on the Yavam also. Gemara says Isha Labala Minalan. What about Kiddushin? Even the first minimal penetration is acquires the wife if you're doing Kiddushin. Minalan, how do you know? Which we don't do. Asya Kicha Kicha. That's learned out from Kicha Kicha. Again, we don't know what Kicha this is, but presumably it is Kicha that is applied to Karis, and the Kicha which is Kikach Ishisha. I assume. It says, Amar Rav, Alam Lu, Tekas Rechman, Shikha Zera, B'Shikha Charufa, Shikha Zera, B'Shikha Ish, Shikha Zera, B'Tota. Why does it say Shikha Zera, that phrase, by these three cases? Shikha Charufa, the maidservant, who was... someone else came along and had intercourse with, and then adultery, and then it says shichva there also by sota, which is suspected adultery. Where it says the shichva harufa kita amran. We already said the one for shichva harufa in order to teach us that you need full penetration in order to violate that. The ish is ish pratlam shamish meis. Ish is ish shichva zera. I guess the word zera means there's a potential for procreation as opposed to having relations with a dead body. No, not a dead body. With someone who is unaroused, which cannot create, cannot procreate. Yes, there won't be any seed in that situation. Someone says, therefore, that's your ashes ish, that it's only aser if you're actually aroused when you do it. Where it says, Ha-Nichlaman da'amar mishamesh meis da'arayos pater, that makes sense according to the opinion that says that that would be okay. Elman da'amar chayev, but according to the one that says, even unaroused is the problem, ma'il sa'me'emar, so what's the pasuk for? So, ela problem mishamesh meisa, which does mean after literal death, is that what that is? If you had intercourse with a dead woman, is that what that means? I think that's what it means. What would you have thought? Maybe she's still connected to this person. They're still related in some way. And therefore you could also similarly say that a woman is still somehow connected to her husband even though she's dead. She's not. Sheikh Vazara has to have a potential for procreation. Gemara says, okay, fine. How does it say the word Sheikh Vazara by a sota? Look at Titania. As the Brisa says, Sheikh Vazer, Pralu Davar Acher. To the exclusion of something else. What's something else? My Davar Acher. Amar of Sheikh Pratlu Shekine La. If you warned her, don't be secluded with so and so. Shalokidarka. In an abnormal way. Meaning that's not considered a sota if the warning you gave her was for abnormal intercourse. So Amalei Rava Mishkevei Isha Ksev, it says in the pasuk already Mishkevei Isha, regular conventional intercourse. Ela Amalei Rava, really Prat L'Shekinei La Derech Evarim, that you shouldn't just even without intercourse. I guess Derech Evarim means just touching each other. So Gemara says that would be excluded. That's not good enough. Amalei Abaye says back, Pritutas Rachmana, Did the Torah say that you can't do, you can't, you can just, did the Torah say it's prohibited to have pritzos? Not exactly sure what that means, but. Meaning the Torah is not going to come to tell us that halacha again. The Sota has to be more than that. Okay. Ela marbaye pratle shekine la v'neshika. This is not referring to a mouth. This is referring to even less than penetration. Just touching. That makes sense according to the one who says that minimal penetration, what we were saying before, ha'ara, is actual somewhat penetration. Elamanda amar zunishika, but if you're going to say that ha'ara that we've been talking about, that minimal penetration, ha'ara, is itself nishika, is just touching samayikla meymar. Elalolam l'shikine la derechevarim. Really going back to the original, that is referring to touching just touching each other, but not in any way intercourse. If you would have warned your wife to not do that, so Yisrach, you would still have to teach us that that's not usher in terms of sota. Maybe it's all about what the husband cares for. And he cares about this. It's not true. Sheikh Vazara. So Amar Shmuel ha'araz u'nishikir. Shmuel says ha'araz u'nishikir is before. It's just touching. Mashal Adam Sheminech Etzbo Al Piv. You put a finger on your mouth. It's impossible to not push the flesh in a little bit. It's impossible to touch something without pushing it in a little bit. Ki asa rabba bar bar chana amar Rabbi Yochanan gemar bia b'shif charufa zu hachnas v'atara. So we said before that the shifcha charufa is different than ha'ara. Right? Ha'ara is just minimal penetration, but shifcha charufa requires full penetration. And now comes Rabbi Yochanan to say, at least according to Rabbi Barchana, that the shifcha charufa, which requires full penetration, is only, that's only even itself a mild penetration. The Gemara says, Mesiv Rav Shesha says, no, Sheikh Vazer Enochayv Ela Albias HaMeruk. What does that mean? Maila Meruk Gid? Does that not mean the entire shaft? Lo, Meruk Atara. It just means the head. It just means a little bit. The Gemara says, okay, that's based on what we just said. Same type of thing. Sheikh Harufa. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan Hara Zachnas Atara Amar Leva Harava Rachana Lo Amar Achi. Didn't he not say that? Didn't he say otherwise? Amar Lo, O Ihu Shakrai. Oh, Anna Shakari, one of us is lying. So Kiyasa Rav Namar Rabbi Yochanan Ha'arazu Achnas Zatara. He quoted from Rabbi Yochanan that it is Achnas Zatara, that it is that minimal penetration. Adrava Barbarchana Vade Palik. He's definitely disagreeing with Rabbi Barbarchana. Adishmo Milema Palik. So let's say he's also disagreeing with Shmuel, who we said before also said that Shmuel said Ha'ara is Neshika, not just Achnas Zatara. The says, lo, minashika v'yad hachnasa satara, ha'ara karele. From nashika until hachnasa satara, that's what you call ha'ara. Kiyasra av Shmuel bar Yehuda, amar Rabbi Yochanan ha'ara, z'hachnasa satara, gmar bia mamish. Mikan ve'elach, eno ela nashika patra leha. Meaning, from hachnasa satara, and beforehand, that's only nashika and it's patra. And that's paligad Shmuel. That's different than Shmuel who said that Neshika is itself already Ha'ara, which you'd be chayav for. So this is saying, no, Neshika is completely Pater, not like Shmuel. Okay, how do we paskin? I don't actually know. But very, very slight nuances in this. Unclear exactly who can prove, who cannot prove any type of these things. But either way, those are the halachos. Shkayach.